I was struck by the fact that depression is broadly perceived to be a modern Western middle-class thing, and I went to look at how it operated in a variety of other contexts. And one of the things I was most interested in was depression among the indigent. And so I went out to try to look at what was being done for poor people with depression. And what I discovered is that poor people are mostly not being treated for depression. Depression is the result of a genetic vulnerability, which is presumably evenly distributed in the population, and triggering circumstances, which are likely to be more severe for people who are impoverished. And yet, it turns out that if you have a really lovely life but feel miserable all the time, you think, why do I feel like this? I must have depression. And you set out to find treatment for it. But if you have a perfectly awful life and you feel miserable all the time, the way you feel is commensurate with your life. And it doesn't occur to you to think, maybe this is treatable. And so we have an epidemic in this country of depression among impoverished people that's not being picked up and that's not being treated and that's not being addressed. And it's a tragedy of a grand order. And so I found an academic who was doing a research project in slums outside of D.C., where she picked up women who had come in for other health problems and diagnosed them with depression and then provided 6 months of experimental protocol. One of them, Lolly, came in, and this is what she said the day she came in. She said, and she was a woman, by the way, who had 7 children. She said, I used to have a job, but I had to give it up because I couldn't go out of the house. I have nothing to say to my children. In the morning, I can't wait for them to leave, and then I climb in bed and pull the covers over my head, and 3 o'clock when they come home, it just comes so fast. She said, I've been taking a lot of Tylenol, anything I can take so that I can sleep more. My husband has been telling me, I'm stupid, I'm ugly, I wish I could stop the pain. Well, she was brought into this experimental protocol, and when I interviewed her 6 months later, she had taken a job working in childcare, for the U.S. Navy. She had left the abusive husband, and she said to me, my kids are so much happier now. She said, there's one room in my new place for the boys and one room for the girls, but at night they're just all up on my bed and we're doing homework all together and everything. One of them wants to be a preacher, one of them wants to be a firefighter, and one of the girls says she's going to be a lawyer. They don't cry like they used to, and they don't fight like they did. That's all I need now, is my kids. Things keep on changing. The way I dress, the way I feel, the way I act. I can go outside not being afraid anymore. And I don't think those bad feelings are coming back. And if it weren't for Dr. Miranda and that, I would still be at home with the covers pulled over my head, if I were still alive at all. I asked the Lord to send me an angel, and he heard my prayers.